Your local Tyre Power. Save on Toyo passenger and SUV tyres. Buy three and get one free at Tyre Power. Mourntean Kia at Cheltenham and Mount Barker for all your class-leading Kia vehicles and servicing.
Breakfast with Mark Bickley and Jared Walsh.
My word, let's just do a bit of a roll call here in Studio Lumo, powered by Lumo Energy SA. I can see Jace, our producer, is here. Jared Walsh, I'm here. Mark Bickley, are you here?
Yes, I am here. Good morning, Jared.
My word, we have survived a crazy storm. I felt like, I'm not very biblical, but I felt like Noah this morning going down Port Road, coming into the city, because that was crazy. How long have you been awake for?
Well, the thunder started around three, maybe just before, and then one of my boys woke up, and so I sort of went and calmed him down because he was a bit worried about it all. But I don't think I ever got back to sleep after that. There's a lot of lightning. I could see the flashing through the curtains, and so
you could feel it getting closer, couldn't you?
Exactly. Then the rain started.
Oh my gosh! You got to talk up to that part.
And then the thunder started. What about you? You had a leak.
Yeah, there was a lot of... There was heaps of lightning as well in my house in Semaphore. And my favourite mascot in the AFL is... Okay, yeah. Mate, it was crazy I woke up to the loud clapping of the lightning and the thunder, and yeah, you felt it getting closer. And
is the lightning loud?
I don't know.
Or is it just the thunder?
Well, if the lightning strikes near you, it's certainly loud. But I had my whole family in the bed with me. So my almost 7-year-old daughter, who was a little bit scared.
Yep.
My almost 3-year-old had no idea what was going on, and she just said she was scared.
Yep.
My middle-aged wife was more scared than any of them, so I had to be the hero. And
how'd you go with that?
Yeah, I struggled because I thought I was going to be all good. And then when, as you said, when the lightning lights up your whole room and you start doing that counting thing, did your parents ever teach you to count?
How far away the storm was.
Yeah, and it just didn't go away. And then the rain really settled in. And I love the rain and I love storms. But what I thought I'd do is check the weather radar at 3 a.m. And I thought, we are right in the middle of this.
The eye of the storm.
And I had a look through my house and I thought, we're all good here. So one half of my house, all the power was out, and I turned it on, and part of my kitchen is underwater, which is great.
Because you've just bought a new house, haven't
moved
you?
Moved house, and then
handy.
Moved into the cellar. We've got a wine cellar, which is lovely, and I thought, I'll be good. Went downstairs, and now it's an underwater cellar.
Yeah, it's floating.
Mm.
Bottles.
So it's like got a water feature now, which is fantastic. I could turn it into like an aquatic themed air, just chuck some fish in there. And that's crazy. I don't think I've ever experienced a storm that bad before. Can you, in your memory, have experienced that?
Yeah. I think you've got some recency bias.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never felt a storm for that long and rain that long, that hard. I don't think that's recency bias. Maybe you're just a lot older than me.
No. I can remember last year. The reason I remember this is because we went to a music festival up in the, where was it, in around?
Oh, Woodstock.
it was in the Adelaide Hills around Strathalbyn or somewhere, but it got cancelled because this monsoonal storm came through with lightning and wind and rain, and a half hour, and my eldest daughter was babysitting my children. They rang up saying, oh, the roof's blowing and banging and there's water running down the walls. So we didn't quite get that today.
Maybe. Did you ever play in crazy weather like that?
Oh, it was once at Waverley. It was really bad. But anyway, your storm may have been sort of centralised over where you were, and it might have been much worse than where I was.
Well, what you do is you jump on your phone and you have a look around Instagram and you see if everybody else is awake, and everybody else was awake at that time. So it was, we got to share that together. And then what I did notice when I'm looking out the window here at Studio Lumo is that you decided to rock up to Studio Lumo. Not only you're dressed in a suit today, which is awesome, but also with an umbrella, which is something you don't do in a thunderstorm.
Well, I thought the thunder and lightning had passed.
Yeah.
And it was more just rain had set in. When I looked, just turn my microphone off. When I looked at the bomb radar as well, I thought the main body of it had passed. The eye of the storm had gone. So I was just more worried about getting wet. Is that okay?
Well, you look good.
Because we're in our car park. The the trek to.
Yeah, we've got roadworks there for the next 4 years.
To the door
has
been filled with a giant scissor lift and we can't get there. So we have to walk around. It's probably about 100-metre walk. And I thought if it buckets down, I don't want to be saturated at 5:30 in the morning. And I just thought...
Sorry.
We're going to pull out every lightning song. But also, as I was driving in, I did hear that a lot of people are without power at the moment.
Yeah.
Particularly in the northeast, I think it is, and northern suburbs. So if you are sort of in the darkness and tuning in on a battery-powered radio, we feel for you. Tune in. We'll try and get you through the morning until your power gets back on.
The other thing that we joke about this, okay, because we're okay at the moment. There's a little bit of water in my house. There are so many people waking up this morning to just – horrific scenes in their houses with damage, which...
Well, let's hope not too many.
No, but there would be a lot because a friend of mine messaged me on social media saying that there's literally water in his bedroom. And if you think about it, if you look at both extremes, you look at fire and then you look at the water and the flooding, like they're both horrible.
Mm.
So we hope everybody is okay and be safe on the roads today as well. We always talk about Tyre Power because they're very good friends of the show. Their May Mega Sale is now on and hopefully you got your Tyre Power tyres on today because the roads are going to be slippery. So just be patient for school commute, driving into the city, wherever you work, just do the right thing on the roads.
Yeah. And the other thing that made me think of, and whenever these weather events happen, there's wind and there's rain and there's power lines down. The poor guys, the linesmen that work for SA Power Networks, like you imagine there's something like 25,000 houses without power at the moment. So they're up a pole at the moment or they're trying to, reconnect a transformer or do whatever they do in these horrid conditions. So we do thank them because we sometimes grizzle about, oh, how long is it taking to get the power on?
Yeah.
But imagine in the wet and windy conditions, these guys are up there trying to fix it for you. So stay as patient as you can. And these guys work pretty hard to get all things back and running for you.
Good news is today, when we have a look at the weather forecast, a top of 21 degrees, because it was really hot yesterday. It got to 23, 24 degrees. But also, if you wanted to add some thunder, we're expecting more. But it also gives us a good opportunity to bring a bit of music in. Oh, Bix is having a look at the radar. What do you got?
Well, I reckon the northern suburbs have got a little bit more to come, and that'll be around in about 45 minutes' time. There's a big front moving through, but the southern part of Adelaide, so we're talking inner south downwards, they're going to be okay, I reckon, until a little bit later today. There might be a bit more drizzle heading down.
This is what I love about our listeners. On 0427 154 166, in real time, AJ's just texting saying, Bix, looking at the bomb, I thought you didn't believe in experts. That was only you that was right when regarding weather, and you've just given us a full weather report.
Now, what I've done, I've looked at the radar, and so to see what's happening right now. What I don't like is when 2 or 3 days ago... They say, oh, we're going to get a rain event, and it could be at midnight, it could be at 7, it could be at 11, might be 3 mil, might be 80 mil.
Come on, take it up to us again.
Could be 40 mil.
Oh, yeah. We'll get rid of that. There's so much to talk about this morning. We've actually woken up to some massive news regarding LIV Golf, and we will cover that because that could have huge ramifications in regards to what happens here in South Australia. So we will do that. We're also going to speak to Kane Farrell from the Port Adelaide Football Club, one of our mates. You can try mate for $1 double data mobile plans. Before we take a breather, and I look for more songs that have the word thunder and lightning in them. Geordie DeGoe, are you happy with 3 weeks?
Yeah. I was surprised. I thought probably 4, but 3 is about right. It was a football incident. It was late. I don't think he intentionally went to try and knock out Elijah
Hewitt.
Hewitt? Yeah.
You called him Hollins yesterday, but that's all right.
He plays for the Gold Coast, I think.
Doesn't matter.
Or Carlton. There's lots of Hewitts and lots of Elijahs.
And Hollins.
I was thinking Elijah Ware as well. I had all of the Elijahs going on in my head. But once again, it is what it is. And he has to serve a penalty. And it's 3 big games as well for Collingwood when you look at who they play. So he'll regroup. Collingwood will regroup. And we move on.
What does flying the flag mean? I read an article from Will Schofield. A few of the West Coast Eagles players have come out and suggested, I'm talking former players, have suggested that the current day players didn't fly the flag enough. From a player's point of view, what does that mean? Because as a supporter, I'm watching it going, well, using the most recent example is with Nick Dacos. How about 10 players got fines for flying the flag? So apart from losing heaps of cash, what does that mean and what could that do for a side?
Well, for example, if you were walking down Hindley Street at night with three or four of your mates and someone came up and knocked your mate over to the ground, would you remonstrate with that person?
I probably wouldn't. You're asking the wrong person.
But if there was three or four of your mates at it, you would expect, hey, what are you doing?
Yes.
That's not on. Yep. So I think that's what they mean, flying the flag. But it is a little bit of bluff and bluster because you can't do anything. You can just go up and get in his face and say, hey, that wasn't good. What are you doing?
Does it also matter when you see the incident? Because, again, I use the example, and you raised it yesterday, and I thank you for that with yourself and Wakes, that it took players to see what happened on the big screen to then go, oh, we better do something here. Mm. Like, unless you kind of act in the moment, then it's almost redundant.
Well, the other thing as well is what happens in terms of the game. Does the game stop? If it's in a piece of play where it might be a bump or something like that, and the umpire doesn't see it or play a free kick and it keeps moving on, sometimes it's difficult. But in the end, the play did stop. And I think once they realised it was a serious injury, I did see some footage where West Coast players, whilst it wasn't immediate, but when he was getting attended to, they started to realise what had gone on and they went over and, for want of a better term, flew the flag.
Okay.
But it's very easy for ex-players to sit back, you know, a day and a half later and take pot shots. That's all I'll say.
Yeah, okay. It is 13 minutes past six. Mourn Team Ford Mount Barker for V6 Ranger. It is going to be a massive show. We got some giveaways too. We got that Signet Boost power bank to give away and also a $50 event cinemas voucher. As we do every Wednesday is ask the question of who's in the budget truck. You can get on the road faster, 13:27:27. Now, this time last week, Bix, we gave it away for the wrong answer. So today I need you switched on.
Okay.
I need you focused and we'll give a clue very soon. We'd love to hear from you. If you're listening on the app, there's a couple of buttons here. You can have a look at Bix wearing like a three-piece dinner suit today. It's absolutely unreal.
I don't have a suit on. I've got some slacks and a shirt.
Look, so you've got a job interview or something because you look outstanding and you make me feel very underdressed because I'm in my pyjamas because I've been up since 3 o'clock in the morning. 0427 154 166. You can send us a text as well.